Lutra the Otter. Lutra woke, knowing that today was very special. For a moment, she could not understand why. Then she remembered. Today, she was going to be taken for her first swim. For several days now, Lutra had longed to follow her mother as she swam straight out of their holt and into the river. The holt was built inside the roots of a tree, which clung to a steep river bank. It had been Lutra's home since the day she was born, almost 3 months before. As a tiny cub, she could not see and had stayed curled up in her cozy bed of twigs, reeds, and grass. But almost as soon as she could walk, she'd been eager to explore the world outside. She soon discovered that there was more than one way out of the holt. She could not follow her mother through the underwater exit, but she could scramble up to a hole in the tree. From there, she climbed up into the branches or down to the ground, where there were pebbles and feathers and bones to play with. Once, she found a dead crayfish lodged between some boulders at the river's edge. She had played with it for a while, and then tried to copy her mother by crunching its shell between her sharp teeth. But her jaw was not strong enough, and she'd flung it down in dismay. But today, Lutra was not interested in eating anything. All she wanted was to get into the water. She hoped she would not have to wait long for her mother to return from her early morning fishing expedition. Growing more and more impatient, she sat up on her hind legs and peered out over the river from her porthole in the bank. At first, she could see nothing of interest. Then, suddenly, there was a flash of blue and orange as a kingfisher flew by with a fish wriggling in its beak. Moments later, Lutra's mother rose to the surface. Looking round, she took a deep breath, and flexing her hind legs and tail, she dived deep beneath the surface of the river. Only a chain of bubbles showed the spot where she had dived. Lutra could not wait another second. Squeaking with excitement, she climbed out of the tree and raced to the river's edge. She paddled in the shallows, turning over the stones and playing with the bubbles. Then she had a better idea. She would swim out to join her mother. Though not yet big enough to swim underwater, she was sure she could do it so long as she stayed on the surface. Lutra waded through the water until she was almost out of her depth. And then, her four paws splashing in all directions, she began to swim. It was much harder than she'd expected. There seemed to be some kind of force in the river, dragging her away from her mother, away from her home. No matter how hard she tried, she just could not swim against it. Soon she was exhausted. She felt a moment of panic. What was happening to her? How was she going to get back to the safety of the holt? Where was her mother? Lutra felt herself sinking. She let out a cry of terror. Then her mother surfaced right beside her. "Keep still," she said firmly, "and you'll be safe." Then she held Lutra in her mouth and swam with her to the bank. Once on dry land, Lutra began to shiver. "You weren't in the water long enough to get cold," said her mother. "You've just been a naughty cub and had a nasty fright. Well, you must forget all that now and do what all otters do after a swim. Roll in the grass to dry your coat." Lutra did as she was told, feeling that at last she was really beginning to grow up. Soon she would be swimming well enough to follow her mother on a fishing expedition. By the time Lutra was thoroughly dry again, her mother was feeling hungry. "I'm going to catch us a fish, but first I want to make sure you don't get into any more mischief. You must come back with me to the holt and stay there while I'm out hunting." Lutra was too tired to argue, so she padded back to the holt and thankfully closed her eyes. She did not know how long she'd been asleep when a harsh growling woke her. It was a sound quite different from anything she'd ever heard before. She sat up and peered out of the tree. but all she could see was a pair of swans swimming lazily at the water's edge. Well, I know they didn't make that noise, she thought. So she climbed down to a thicket of brambles by the water's edge to get a better view. Again she heard the strange sound, very close. It was a deep-throated growl. She looked up. To her horror, she saw a large, shiny, black face with two eyes, a nose, and a mouth. But its head seemed much too large for its body, and there were two strange flaps on either side. The dog pushed its nose forward and growled once again. Lutra tried to back away, but she got caught in the brambles and could not move. Suddenly, there was a loud chittering noise. The noise grew louder and higher and sounded like a scream of rage. Alarmed, the dog turned round to see the fierce face of Lutra's mother. She was nowhere near as big as the dog, but she was very angry. She sat up on her hind legs and, baring her teeth, she lunged at the dog's neck. The dog yelped in pain and surprise as the otter's teeth bit into its neck. Then he heard his master whistling and calling his name and ran off quickly to join him. Lutra's mother sighed with relief. She knew it had been a lucky escape. She also knew that the dog might return, and he might not be so easily frightened away a second time. We can't stay here, she said to Lutra. We must go and find another holt. As the sun began to sink, Lutra and her mother set out across the meadows on their exciting journey to find a new home.